Hello.
Hello?
All right. So I just spoke with the provider, and they gave you a long ETA because there's a lot going on in that state, where they're at. They're trying to pull people out of water. They also hand around the police call. So if we cancel this with them, it may be even longer because she was saying a lot of the providers, they're not even answering the phone. So this particular company was like, they'll go ahead and they'll assist. But then she also said, y'all calling back to back to back to back. And, they can't get there no faster because there was people waiting for y'all. So I understand the frustration. I understand all of that from you. But once again, they're trying to do the best that they can to get out to accommodate everybody as well, because they're like the only company that's really answering the phone tonight, So she says she'll be there, but she has to finish up the other
And
work
then
that
that is.
was before you. Okay? All right. Okay. So, and then when you called me, you had me do another ticket, and I didn't even know that you had another ticket out there. So we was creating a whole nother ticket, not knowing you had one already out there, and as well as that. So she was going to be there, and she knows that y'all are out there. And so I do apologize for the inconvenience, okay? So we're not going to cancel this ticket. We're not going to cancel it. Only if you want to cancel. But if you want to cancel, I do have to advise you that it could be even longer, because of, where you're at. And according to on here, some of these providers, they're not answering the phone. Is it flooding there? She said something about it was floods or something.
Yeah, it was flooding. We had got stuck in the flooding, but we took it out from there. We had parked on the side of the freeway. But
So is
right
it
now,
raining? Is it raining out there that bad? Oh, okay. Cause it's flooded in Las Vegas and stuff as well, and that's what I was sharing with her. And Kentucky is flooding as well. So it's a lot of flooding going on. Wow, because that's what she said. They had to keep pulling cars out, and then the police is calling. And when the police call, the other customers have to wait because they got to go and do the police calls, because they are like top priority, So I'm so glad you're safe and that y'all all out of the flood. So I do want to say thank you so much for calling emergency roadside assistance, but they will be en route shortly. Okay.
Is there any way that I can change the where the truck is located at?
So the truck is not where y'all moved from out of the location.
Yeah, because we're pulling it right now because we're gonna leave the truck parked right here at the store. That way it's safer right here than where it was at.
Okay, so then we have to, okay, hold on a second.
You should have parked it right there in front of the store.
Right, let's go.
Now, y'all are going to be with the vehicle, correct, when they come?
No, we're leaving the vehicle here already. It's
Okay,
already been
so.
since we waited.
So y'all going to leave the keys in the car and the vehicle door open, is that correct?
Yes.
And then you're leaving it unattended. So anything happens, nobody's responsible.
Okay,
Because
well, yeah.
it won't be too much longer before they get to you.
How much longer do you think it'll
I
be then?
I'm not sure, but from what she was saying, it's not much longer that they'll be before they get to you.
Yeah, because we're not trying to sit here for like another 2 hours.
Right. I don't think it's going to be another 2 hours at all.
Well, we parked it right here at a QT, so if it's not too long for them to get here, then it's gonna be okay for it to
Okay,
stay. So
from what she's saying, it was not going to be that long. So, you could definitely call us back, but it's definitely not going to be that long at all. Okay? All right. I do want to say thank you so much for calling emergency roadside assistance, and you be safe.
is there any way that we can change the where the truck is located at, though?
How far is the truck from the location you told them to pick up? You said 2535 West Cane Back Road.
It's what? I'm sorry?
They have the address on here, 2535 West Cane Back Road in Phoenix, Arizona. That's where the truck is at. That's where they're going to go.
No, where we had it at was off the I-17 in Indian School.
Do you have an address? Or that's probably the address that was close to where you were.
Okay. Yeah, right now we brought it to off Camel back in the I-17.
Okay, so do you have an address where you
at? It's at QT.
It's who?
It's at QT. It's going to be 25. Hold on. It's 2535,
the phone
number?
Okay. The address is 25. Yeah, they have that here, 2535. They have that on here, 2535.
Yeah, it's 2535 West Camelback Road.
Yeah, that's what they have on the PO from that my colleague that took it before me, that took your ticket. That's what they have on here, okay?
Oh, okay, then.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be parked right here, then.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family, y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.